Tonight, we take you back to Bedlam University. I am still the dean, and while I'm chasing the pigeons away from my flagpole sitter's class, Ferdy Grofay will take us to Bedlam's annual trustees meeting.
Trustees and gentlemen, as Bedlam public accountant, I hereby report that your college is ready for receivership. You asked me to say a few words about your assets. You have no assets, so I have nothing to say.
Hooray!
But you have got a great liability. And to prove it, I present that tough counterhead, Dean Allen.
Thank you, thank you. And to that one man who applauded, I want to say that I'm happy to be among friends.
Hey, I wasn't applauding you.
I distinctly heard clapping as I stood up.
I know, I was slapping my face to keep awake.
Well, well. So much for wit, gentlemen. You trustees know that Bedlam University rests on a solid foundation. We're on the rock. But if you will make me a dictator, I can install big business methods. We'll be the first college in the country to have a slogan. Life in the raw is seldom mild. Our graduates will receive dated diplomas hot from the lamp. Our professors will be wrapped in cellophane. We'll put streamlined knee-action desks in our classrooms if you trustees will give me the money.
What money?
The money you're going to leave the college in your will.
Well, I'm leaving old Bedlam $1 million when I die.
Yay!
And how do you feel, Mr. Flynn?
I'm 94 and never felt better in my life.
Well, we can't expect any immediate help from you.
No, sir, but you get $1 million when I die.
Has it occurred to you in your senility, Mr. Flint, that unless you die today, the college is lost?
Gosh, this is serious, isn't it?
You're not going to let down your old alma mater at a time like this, Mr. Flint.
Yeah. Well, will you erect the statue in my memory?
Why, your bust will be in every classroom. You'll be famous. You'll be king of the May.
Whoopee!
Our co-eds will form a daisy chain around your next of kin.
Wow, I can't wait. Whoopee, here I go, right out the window.
Order, order, gentlemen, please. Deducting the cost of the window from the late Mr. Flint's bequest, Bedlam University now has in its treasury $999,996.27.
What's the first thing you're going to do with the money, Dean?
I'm going to count it.
Good morning, Professor.
Take a letter, Miss Flunk. Dear Mrs. Prendergast, I must caution you about your son, Willoughby. I have caught him cheating in his botany examinations today. He came to class wearing 7 flowers in his buttonhole and with pollen hidden up his sleeve. Tomorrow, he has an anatomy examination. If I catch him with a nudist under his desk, out he goes. Love and kisses, Dean Allen.
Yes, sir. The waiting room is crowded.
See who has appointments.
Yes, sir.
Professor, I am Opportunity.
I didn't hear the knocking.
What knocking?
Opportunity is supposed to knock.
But don't forget, a knock is as good as a boost, and I'm boosting the greatest magazine off.
I'm sorry, sir.
Hey, listen, buddy, I'm working my way through college.
But you're in a college now. This is Bedlam University.
Sorry, buddy, I seen you looking out of the window. Naturally, I thought this joint was an asylum.
For your information, sir, my dander is partway up and slowly ascending.
I get it. Well, no hard feelings. So long, buddy.
And an exhilarating farewell to you, sir.
Miss Prim is waiting, Professor.
Very well.
Oh, Professor, I've got to take a course in advanced English immediately.
Miss Flunk, ring for Professor Davenport.
Yes, sir. I've been elected president of the Anti-Split Infinitive Guild.
Commas and hyphens, Miss Prim. One grammatical error means impeachment.
Oh, I know. A single faux pas means oblivion.
Here is Professor Davenport, sir.
This is Miss Prim, Professor.
Yes?
Professor Davenport, you have only 2 weeks to perfect my grammar and diction.
Well, I'll tell you, lady, I'm doing the best I could. Step along, kid.
Oh, no, you'll have to do your own swatting, Professor Willow. No, I'm no good at that. No, I'm not bashful, but every time I get a co-ed across my knee, I forget what I started out to do. Well, happy paddling.
Someone left a little girl in the waiting room, Professor.
The stork must have gotten the wrong address. Phone Winchell and bring her in.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing with that suitcase?
Oh, it's the funniest thing. I have to graduate unexpectedly.
Are you trying to escape from college?
You mean, am I a fugitive from a brain gang?
Never mind that. Who told you you could leave Bedlam?
Papa wrote me a letter to come home. Our whole family has to go over and live on my Uncle Felix. until March 15th.
Why until March 15th?
So that Uncle Felix will have some more dependents to put in his income tax.
I get it. Aren't you sorry to give up college life, the three deckers and the dancing?
Oh, college dancing is nothing. It's just wiping your feet to music.
Say, you don't care much about learning, do you?
Papa says if a little learning was a dangerous thing, you'd be kept in a cage.
Here now, don't change the subject.
Well, my Aunt Hetty went to boarding school.
I suppose she came home with high honors?
No, she came home with chronic indigestion.
That sounds more like a finishing school.
It nearly finished her, all right. And I know a girl who graduated from business college.
Is she happy in business?
No, she caught her boss kissing his wife last week. So she quit her job.
Haven't you learned anything here at all?
Nothing that'll do me any good.
Well, history is helpful. Do you know anything about the Middle Ages?
Only that they raised the Dickens with most women's figures.
Have you learned any Greek?
Just enough to say hello to Mr. Insel when he gets back.
I get it. And what about Latin?
I can speak a little, but I bet I'll never go there.
Can you translate sick transit?
Transit is ambulance service, isn't it?
That's right. Sic transit Gloria. What comes after Gloria?
Sic transit Gloria Swanson.
Fine. If you'd only study, you'd be a moron in no time.
I'd rather not study and stay like I am.
Hello. Yes, Professor Squinn. What? You caught two seniors sailing boats in the dormitory bathtub? Listen, tell them if they want to play with boats to go to Annapolis. Okay.
I guess I'd better be going.
What's your rush?
Well, this morning's paper says that Congress is in favor of a 60-cent dollar.
Is that why you're running away?
I'll intimate. I'm going down to see if my bank has put in a bargain basement.
Well, goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
Say, Miss Flunk, what was that explosion?
I don't know, sir.
Professor Allen, the chemistry professor has just finished his gunpowder experiment.
How did it come off?
Oh, with a bang, sir.
So that's what I heard. Where is Professor Vile?
Oh, he left with his desk through a hole in the building, sir.
With his desk, did he?
Yes, sir.
Miss Flunk, call the flying field. If any of the male pilots pass Professor Vile in midair, tell him he's fired. Yes, send the photographer right away. My course in house-to-house peddling starts today. I'm just leaving with the boys now. Okay.
The class is waiting in the hall, sir.
Oh, goody. I'll go right out. Well, boys, are you ready? I've got some shirts and neckties here my wife gave me for Christmas. I'll show you how to sell them. Now follow me, boys, and hold hands on the street now so you won't get lost. Oh, it's a lovely day. We'll look for a nice, respectable neighborhood.
That's a nice house over there, Professor.
So it is. Let's go over. I'll make a sale. Watch me closely, boys. The first step, naturally, is doorbell ringing. Listen, now you'll learn something about sales psychology. Shh. Here's my customer.
Yes?
Now, madam, I'll just take a few seconds.
I don't want any.
How'd you make out?
Well, boys, that's called sales resistance. That's the worst of dealing with the small consumer. Give me a big dealer any day.
There's a clothing store, Professor.
Fine, that's my meat. Wholesale selling. I'll get rid of the whole lot here. Just watch me through the window, boys.
Give them the word.
You said it. How do you do, sir? My name's Allen. I'm in the shirt and necktie game.
Well, well, I'm Pink Bomb. I'm in the suit with two pair of pants game.
Now, I have some shirts here, I know.
You got some shirts, I got some pants. Take a look at these piece goods here.
But I don't need another coat.
At $20, I'm losing money, positive. Look how it fits you, like a fashion plan.
Wait a minute. Who's selling who here?
The customer is always correct, my pal. I'm making it $15. Quick now, snatch it up before my partner wakes up. That's it, I'm wrapping it up.
My dear optimist, this is no time for
fumbling.
Here you
are, $15. I'm taking it out of your pocket. Thank you. This way out, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
What luck, Bob?
Excellent. If the pants fit, it's a bargain. But let's be at your lesson, boys.
Hey, look, there's a lady in the window smiling at
you. Oh, yes, and winking, too. This is the psychological moment for a quick sale, boys. I'll be right out. Good afternoon, madam.
Well, what's eating you?
I saw you smiling at the window.
I was breaking in some false teeth for a friend. What's it to you?
I have some shirts and ties here that I'm practically giving away.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Muggsy.
What do you want?
Come here a minute. There's a lunatic giving something away.
Oh, yeah? What you got there, stupid?
Well, I can see you have an eye for beauty, sir.
Yeah, but you ain't my type.
Now, just look at these gorgeous shirts.
Say, they're marvelous. I like them yellow and green ones.
Why don't you take a half a dozen?
That's a good idea. Here, take them, Molly.
Okay, Muggsy.
That'll be $18.
$18 for what?
Merchandise. It's COD.
Oh, a racket. Go on, scram.
Here, you hairy cad. You can't take my shirts.
Go on, white puss. Beat it.
Why, you frowsy biddy. Who do you think...
I know what she is. Yikes away, you pet. Take your foot out of that
I'll
door.
Call an officer. This
yeah,
is an insult.
Yeah, you'll call an undertaker. I'll break
why, I'm from here. Back. Stop it. I'm from Bedlam
well,
University.
Hey, what's the matter?
Run for your lives, boys.
Come back here, you rat.
Hey, let's beat it.
Run, boys, run. Last one back to school is a Pudd'nhead Jones. Beat it.
What are they going to have
quiet,
to do?
Quiet, you bad boys. Now, students, we are assembled here in our auditorium to welcome the Shakespearean class from Oxford University in England. To keep in the true John Bull atmosphere, they have purposely come here on a cattle boat to present their play. Now, may I introduce Oxford's leading man, Noel Timmis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are not going to present a Shakespearean play, fellow.
Yay!
In order to get even for something that happened in 1776, we're going to present an English version of that American classic, The Girl of the Golden West. We've mastered your Yankee twang, and as you blighters say, let's step on the petrol.
Ready with the curtain back there?
All set, Professor.
Overture, please.
Frankie and Johnny were infatuated. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Open, open.
What is I say? Who's knocking at this beastly door? Oh, Cecil.
Cherry-o, Nelly, old Jide. Conceal me, lass.
Why, Cecil? Oh. Cecil, what's arrived?
Oh.
Speak to me. Oh, Bodkin, your shot's all blood-stained.
Sheriff shocked me. I tried to hold up the stagecoach. Hide me, wench. Oh, Nell.
Can't hear a horse approaching.
Love a duck, Nell. It's the sheriff. Conceal me quickly.
Oh, lackaday.
Oh.
Quick. I'll hide thee in the attic.
Oh.
Here, up these yards.
Oh, tight. No use, Chippy. Woe betide. This bullet hole in me chest is letting the wind in something frightful.
Oh. Easy now, Sesson.
I'm lie well ventilated.
I'll get rid of yon sheriff.
Righto!
I reckon you'll have to pipe down, darling.
Oh,
there now. Child fella.
Hello, open the door.
All right, coming.
Cheerio, Nell, old Duchess.
Catch, sheriff. Decent folks is abed at this hour.
Odds, frogs, Thrill. I'm looking for that stagecoach bandit. Have you seen him, me pretty trollop?
I've seen not.
You mean ought?
Not you, knave. I ain't seen nobody nor nothing.
Shh, listen. Somebody's breathing in yonder garret.
Aye, but is my poor with it? He's down with his temper, I reckon.
Look. Look at this tablecloth. Blood stains resemble tree. And look. Blood's a dripping down from yon crack in the ceiling. There's another trap. I say, I'm going up.
Stop it.
Put that dog gun down, I say.
Oh, raise the hands aloft. Look here, Sheriff. You're a bit of a sporty what?
Well, rather.
Well, I'll make you all a proposition, stranger. Here's a deck of cards. Here's the ace of spades, and here's the ace of hearts. Guess which one I'm a-thinking of, and thou mayst get your man.
Hi, shrew. If I guess the card, we'll... Take me for thy husband.
Aye, and seal the bargain with a hug. Now, which one am I thinking of? The ace of spades or the ace of hearts?
The ace of hearts.
Twas the ace of clubs. I've rocked you, Sheriff.
Hobbs, goblins. Tis a bitter pill I'm swallowing. Well, fare thee well, Prue.
Cecil. I'm a-coming up to this. You're safe now, Butterball.
Right you are, puss. You sure cullied the lout. How can I ever repay thee?
Tell you what I'll do, Cecil. I'll think of a card. If you get it, I'll marry you.
No, no, no hoity-toity, Nell. Let me think of the kyaar.
Righto. Off thinking.
Right you are.
What is it?
The Joker.
Right.
Blimey, it didn't look kosher, Hoyden.
Oh, darling, tis fate. I'm yours and you're mine.
Hi-ho, mercy me in the brace of the lackadays. All's well that ends well.